And welcome to the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to talk to David Heap today, David Heap of GazaArk.org. And by the way, I learned it too. He has a blog, davidheap.blogspot.ca. He's written a letter as a longtime member of the NDP, and his father was one of the most beloved figures in the anti-war movement and pro-labor and just an all-around wonderful guy who has served as an MP from Spadina.
From Spadina for many, many years.
And he won that seat when they said it couldn't be done.
That's right. He knocked off a liberal that was going places, right?
Mr. Coots.
That's right. Mr. Coots.
And Trudeau
went
says,
nowhere.
It's my friend Coots is going to get this job. Well, he didn't get it. That was the great Dan Heap. And we're going to talk to David, who is, of course, very active. We've had David on the show previous. We talked about matters to do with Gaza Arc. But there is a political crisis, everyone understands, to do with Gaza. And David, naturally, is one of the people speaking out. Also, at the halfway point, at about 5:30 or so, we will also be talking to David Jacobs, who practices international laws, has been before the courts at The Hague and in Arusha. And David was a close colleague with the wonderful author and law professor Mike Mandel. And we're going to be asking David about the issues of international law in relation to the aggression against Gaza. I don't think there's any question. Israeli forces crossed the border and engaged there. So that's a important matter. And Phil, let's make sure we mention Hamilton has a demonstration.
Yes, August the 9th, which is this coming Saturday. At 1 p.m., there will be a demonstration in support of the people of Gaza in Hamilton. Go to HamiltonCoalitionToStopTheWar.ca, and you'll get the details as to the exact location. And that's all one word, HamiltonCoalitionToStopTheWar.ca, 1 p.m. On Saturday, August the 9th in Hamilton.
As we're waiting now, we should be speaking shortly with – oh, I have another actually. Good. We're going to be in touch with him in 5 minutes, which gives me a chance to mention something really I'm excited about. This. Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena Williams, has written a memoir, Black and White, The Way I See It. And his children, we call, you know, there are athletic prodigies. They were fantastic and are fantastic. What am I talking about? And they are still dominant figures in tennis. But racism is the issue number one in U.S. society, and Richard Williams has lived it, experienced it, and he had to fight back against it. And he, in order to clear a space so his children could be seen for the gifted athletes they are. So Monday, August the 18th, at 5:30 p.m., at a different book list, Richard Williams will be there to sign his book. And he is going to give a talk and also sign books, and there will be a reception on Tuesday, August the 19th, that's the following day, at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Miller Lash House, 130 Kingston Road, Scarborough. Copies of the book will be available for the special price of $25. These are free events sponsored by a different book list in partnership with the University of Toronto Scarborough Department of Athletics and Recreation, and Simon Schuster, the publisher. Say this again. Richard Williams is one of the great figures in struggle against racism in sport. There are these areas in American sport where the color code is really noticeable. Golf, big one. We know the name Tiger Woods. As a matter of fact, he is the greatest golfer in the world. He may be the greatest golfer ever. However, after you said Tiger Woods, you pretty much said it. And there are clubs where black people are not very numerous. Golf, as we all understand, tends to be an upper-class sport. Tennis is roughly along the same lines. And there have been terrific battles fought there. But we still don't have the representation in particularly tennis of African-Americans. And actually, the same is true of France. We had a couple of French players who were black. And it's always treated as, well, okay, that's an oddity. It's like an exception. So you know, we need to hear from Richard Williams. And that's Monday, August 18, 5:30 p.m., a different book list at 746 Bathurst Street. August 18, 5:30. And then on Tuesday, August the 19th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Miller Lash House, 130 Kingston Road. Richard Williams will be there. And I've seen, anybody who's followed the career of the marvelous career of his daughters, Serena and Venus, will have known, noticed Mr. Williams. He doesn't take any kind of, nobody trifles with Mr. Williams, let's put it that way. And his daughters are tremendous competitors and have been now pretty much dominant. I guess it's almost like a decade. It seems like to me for like yesterday. Of course, today is Simcoe Day, or is it Civic Holiday, or is it let's just have a holiday? Yeah?
Well, here's an idea. Why don't we call it Emancipation Day? Because there's a evidently it turns out in Owen Sound there's a celebration which is 152 years old, which is called Emancipation Day, which has to do with the ending of the slave trade in the British Empire, which of course affected what was then Upper Canada, which is here. And there has been this commemoration. I heard an interview with a minister from the area yesterday. And that's something worth celebrating in Ontario rather than
isn't
a
that where
British
the poet Rob Rolfe lives?
That is indeed where
and
the poet Rob Rolfe.
And he has a book of poems called Mudtown.
He does.
You didn't learn this from him by any chance.
I did not. I hesitate to say where I learned it because
I said
to
myself when I
from a competitor of CIUT, yeah. But an unworthy one. But to give credit where it's due.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yeah. And of course today, you know, there's been so much talk about World War One, the war to end all wars, which, as you know, led to World War II. And the way the clouds are gathering, I'm not talking about the weather. We could be in for more heavy going. So they're talking about it, of course, and we want to make sure that people pay attention.